Hello friends, here we are with the last edition of the newsletter for the year 2018, and in this edition we present to you the glossary which we just launched. This is a beta version of glossary which we are trying to create and make it as comprehensive as possible by seeking support from all of you by way of contributing words, terminology, acronyms and abbreviations so that we don't find it confusing anymore to know which term means what in the evolving skills and vocational space in India. And let me also tell you that so far we've got tremendous response for this project and people are sharing regularly whatever words and terms that they would want us to include. So please go ahead and send us a mail whenever you can about whatever terminology you want us to include in this. When it comes to interviews, this time we feature the CEO of SDI Bhuvaneshwar, Mr. N.N. Rao. Then we have a story from Kavitalaya Productions from Mr. Bharathan Kandaswamy. Mr. B.S. Nagesh from Train tells us more about the importance of Retail Employees Day. And as we go ahead, we also get to read about the impact ILFS Skills is creating through TITP program. It's very interesting to know more about the initiative and how it is being implemented. Then we have some success stories from Empower Pragati about the successful placements that they have made for their students. And then, as always, Mr. Manish Kothari has been sharing a lot of information and knowledge from his side, and this time he shares something very interesting about how Kaizen principles can be applied for strengthening the industry-academia collaboration. And some of our guest contributors have been regularly writing for us. So from Mr. A.R. Rajesh from LaborNet, we have many interesting points about how beauty business can be made much better, much aspirational by moving it from subsistence to aspirational. And he suggests some very interesting points to take it forward. Then the story of Idea Box. And also we have some other regular news and other features that we have been sharing so far. So this is an interesting edition as always, and we would like you to go through it and then share it with your friends and people, whoever you feel should be reading all this. So I wish to tell you that next year we are definitely coming up with many more interesting initiatives, and I look forward to your continuous support to take it forward. And do let us know if you have any feedback or suggestions to improve the work we are doing in the skill space. We would be very happy to take it forward. Thank you so much, and I wish you a very happy, prosperous and skillful 2019 as it's coming very soon.